This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, this is my leak and this is my podcast and I am still warming up. Today I want to spend some time taking a spin around the idea of personal branding. In the last few months, I feel like I've had lots of conversations that to me really boil down to personal branding. I know people that want to push their careers further. They want to be seen as experts in their field. They want media to approach them as talking heads on specific topics. They want more speaking engagements. I don't know what it is about our generation, but we love a panel. That's not shade. We do love a panel. And so I know people that want to be asked to speak on more panels. You want to be seen and you want to be recognized as the best and expert at the top of your game. Before we get started today, though, I want to make sure we are not confusing reputation with personal brand, which is common. Your reputation is the first impression you make, the relationships you form, you know, and the way that people see you and engage with your work, you and your work. Your personal brand, that's something you have to spend some time with. It is much more intentional. It's how people see you. So said plainly, reputation is credibility. Personal brand is visibility. No matter how you feel about having a personal brand or an online presence, you fortunately or unfortunately already have one. If you are applying to jobs, you're running a business, you're a speaker, you're a coach, you're doing anything with your name, you have an online presence. You can decide to shape how people see you with effort, or you can decide that you aren't participating, which pretty much says, I'm not investing my energy into my online presence, which could mean I don't care very much about how you see me. On this podcast, I want to get you thinking about some ideas as they relate to your personal brand. If you couldn't already tell in my return to podcasting, I'm less about having all of the answers and more about asking more questions and dropping some ideas that could lead to your personal truth. And so it's different. We're going to talk about some things I see, and then you get to decide if it might be helpful for you. Things I see, myths, you know, things I think we need to dig deeper on and investigate. And so the first thing I want to talk about is the idea that thinking personal brand is only for or is only for companies, corporations, or influencers, you know. I've heard a lot of people say that personal branding doesn't pertain to them. I'm not an influencer. I'm not an entrepreneur. So that's fine. But do you remember what I said when I started this? If you are using your name to do any sort of work, you already have one. The question is whether or not you've decided to nurture it. So that leads me to point two, which is not knowing the difference between a brand and a logo. I've seen a lot of people immediately go to the aesthetic. Y'all love a Canva moment and a photo shoot. Again, I'm all for these things, but I feel like this is the place that we're starting and we haven't considered some other things. You want to do the logo before you have figured out the brand. The brand is the foundation of the company. And in this case, since we're talking about you, it's the foundation of your identity, who you are as an individual, how you show up in society, and what you believe. The logo is the visual shortcut to the brand. So your brand is how you define and promote what you stand for as an individual. Your personal brand is a culmination of the experiences, skills, and values that differentiate you. What are your values? What do you stand for? And if you don't know, let's start asking the people around you, since your personal brand is not designed for you. It is designed to shape how others see you. So a lot of times people will start working on their personal brands, or they will, you know, get to work on defining their values, and they're only thinking of themselves as the consumer of who they are. And that can be a big mistake. So bring some people in to help you shape this. How do other people see you? What are some things that you might be missing? Get people around, get your peers, you know, have people you respect help you with this. I can't tell you how many amazing people I meet that could be the go-to in their fields, but they haven't done a good job getting clear about who they are and what they do. They haven't properly packaged their experiences, skills, and values. And that's why you see so many people taking photos with great photographers. And while the pictures are adorable, they don't do much to convince us that they are who they say they are. The photo is the visual shortcut. So please don't make the logo before you build the brand. The next topic I want to talk about is not being yourself. Do you all remember when the whole idea of aesthetic got introduced to social media? Everyone got cutesy and we lost track of who people really were. All of a sudden, people started to get lumped into a look. And then week by week and year by year, they all kind of morphed into the same person with a little tweak or two. Please stop hiding some of the best parts of you because they are uncommon. That uncommon stuff, that is what makes you, you. When people say they have a hard time with how they present themselves online, so much of me wonders if they have a hard time because it's so hard trying to be something or someone you're not. That's what I said. It feels hard to do because it is not you. If you don't write think pieces on LinkedIn, if you don't make YouTube videos, if you don't go live, if you're not the person that's doing stories, but you feel like that's the thing to do, it will feel hard to show up and manage your personal brand because that's not what you do. And this is all not social media, you guys. I don't want to do that, but for the sake of this podcast and me having easy examples, that's what I'm leaning on. We don't have to do what is seemingly working for others to show up as ourselves in our personal brand. Being yourself isn't about likes and vitality. It is about honesty. And when you're honest, people can feel it. And so it's not about going viral. It's not about how many people share it. When you're honest and you're being you, people can feel it. Something else I want us to think about is the idea that if it's not popular, I'm not doing it right. Show of hands. How many of you feel like a good personal brand is popular and everyone knows about it? You can have a strong personal brand that reflects the amount of time and effort you put into it as it relates to your profession. So we can listen to this podcast and be like, you know what, Malik, I don't think you're right. I don't think everybody's checking for me like that. But 70% of employers check your online presence. 90% of small businesses and small business owners check your online presence. Alternatively, 76% of consumers look up businesses before they visit the brick and mortar. 80% of customers look for reviews before they buy something. Now, there is another side of the coin. You know, there are businesses that succeed and people with little to no online presence. And I think to do that, you have to do it with, you know, a continuity of experience and a personal touch, or be in something like pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, funerals, utilities, you know, those sort of companies and industries don't have much of a need. But, you know, if you are deciding that you're going to opt out, there is something that you must be providing, you know, within your industry or within, you know, the world of where you work, and everyone knows how you get down because of the continuity of their experiences with you and the personal touch that you add. I know plenty of people who work in industries, you know, and people don't really know who they are, but they're so good that people are constantly passing along their name. Now, something else, the fifth thing I want to think about is not showcasing your value or tooting your own horn. We've been taught not to share our wins or tell people what we have achieved because we don't want to come across like we're bragging. I want to tell you what ends up happening, because I know this is not something you considered. We miss out on opportunities because nobody knows what we do, let alone what we do best. I want to tell you about a study in case you don't believe me. There's a study recently, and 82% of the participants reported hiding a success from a loved one, a coworker, or a stranger out of a desire to avoid bragging. In those same studies, people tended to feel more insulted and patronized by that person when they learned that they had withheld an achievement compared with someone who shared it. They felt insulted and patronized. It felt like secrecy, and they felt less close to the secret keepers and were less inclined to trust or collaborate with them. So this idea that you don't want to brag doesn't build the trust I know you'd like to have in your personal brand. So we are going to agree to stop that, okay? And so I know this is short, but as you think about your personal brand, I'd like to dare you not to look around at what others are doing and try to add one thing that's different to their template and decide that that's who you are and that's your brand. I dare you to be brave enough to ask others what they think your brand is and how you might be currently getting it wrong. I dare you to live within the freedom of being your true self. I dare you to sidekick the ideas of well-curated images and instead think of meaningful work and impactful contributions. Think less about the logo and more about the brand. I dare you to share your work and your wins and let those things do the talking. If you want to hear from me more often, I send a weekly email. It's always short and filled with deeper thoughts from a social post or what I'm feeling for the week. It's called What I'm Feeling Fridays, and it upgrades your inbox every Friday. You can sign up at myleek.com or myleik.com or mytaughtyou.com. It's also helpful when you rate this podcast. Doing this allows me to do more of what I really love to do, which is this. So it's short, it's sweet. I want to hear from you. Send me an email at hey@mytaughtyou.com. Tell me what you think. What else did I miss when I talked about personal branding? Until next time.